Like, bro, I was, what was I doing? I was watching this thing, Bloodshot. I think that 2020 film, right? It was nice and everything. Eating my food, and then I started watching Bloodshot, and then I eventually like got to the big screen, and I eventually finished the film. And I sat down and I realized that I have work to do. I have code to write. I have a lot of things to do. And I just sat down and I was like, wow, like so this is my life. Like this is just it. It's just work. So I guess the idea is just to find joy within the work. Like just bask in the work and enjoy it. Because I guess if you want to be successful, if you have plans or if you have dreams or goals or somewhere you want to be, then this is it. It's also reminding me of like Tenet. I think I actually love films that influence your psyche in a way that makes you look at things very differently. I watched Tenet if I watched Bloodshot. Bloodshot wasn't even really the key capacity. It was Tenet that I watched again. And just the idea of like he was saying something about what did Neo say? Neo said something like you have for you had a future, you have a future in the past, but for me I have a past in the future. I was thinking about it, I was like that old dreams and goals and aspirations that I have, like everywhere I thought I wanted to be, I've never been there, but I've been somewhere different and I'm not complaining. In the sense that let's say when I started my self-development journey, I wanted to master the art of calm, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, I wanted to be the guy that doesn't say much and everything and be mysterious and stuff. Yeah, I am. I'm here right now. This is not what I envisioned, but it's not bad and I'm not complaining about it, right? But it just makes you understand and look at things very differently. It's always stems to my question. Like I always refer back to my original question of why am I here? Not in the sense of like existential situation. Like I was said to feel that okay, well, we're all here on this earth and this and that purpose, blah blah stuff. But why am I here? Why am I here as in? Why am I here as in the sense of what am I trying to achieve? I know, like personally, for my team and my own goal, life is to be successful, not like in the sense of like boom, grand success and everybody's like kissing my feet and stuff, but just personal success in the sense that I reach a stage where I'd be like, I actually it was worth it. Like it was worth it. Like I can actually be comfortable, like and I can also enjoy life in the sense of like traveling, seeing the world, and then not having to struggle to eat or something. Like it doesn't have to be like massive cars and like nice and like big houses and stuff. Like good houses would be nice. Like a car would be nice, or like a sports car would be nice. But like it doesn't have to be too crazy. I mean, that's my own definition of success, right? Just sitting in a spot and like it's just actually worth it in the end. And I keep referring back to that. I keep referring back to that. And I know that if I have a very concrete dream of where I think I want to be, I would get there, but it will not be the exact same dream. But that's okay. Like I'm not complaining, right? I don't even know. Okay, I feel like my beauty in Facebook. I'm not editing. Okay, I'll get back to that. I'm sharing some existential information here. But then, like you reach this stage, and I think I've reached this stage now, where I kind of realize that happiness I'm looking for, that happiness I'm looking for, will I say I found it? I can't say I found it because, I don't know, things are always changing and everything. But I think I get the grand idea. I think I get the grand idea. And the grand idea is focus. Like when I was trying to like create the Flutter project, and from school like I was having problems and stuff, and then when I go home I had to like clear the grid to cache and everything. I had to like rebuild it with that, and I saw people finish on the way, so I had to like borrow data to run it. Eventually worked, and I was like, I thought about it and I was like, this is life. This is actually life. And I can honestly come to the conclusion that life is 100% better offline. Like when you're actually doing stuff, when you actually, you don't have to like be changing the world, but honestly, like just creating a Flutter project and then having this big app that we want to do. And maybe that's why I'm looking at it long term, because I feel a very nice thing going on here, right? It doesn't, the product might fail, right? That's fine, right? But I see like people are actually interested in doing something important in their life. Of course, like the monetary aspect is involved. I mean, I don't want to be doing nice things for people and then I'll be broke and everything. Of course, I would like to have defined things in life, right? But if we're looking at something different, like people that actually feel they could do something important with their life, and I don't know, I just feel this joy within me that there's actually beauty in the pain. There's actually like there's purpose in the suffering, and there's nowhere else you get this purpose except from suffering. Like there's nothing valuable, nothing is valuable if it's not rare. Like an achievement is not valuable if you do not toil or work for it. Right now I'm always having like dreams, like dream making me feel better. Like I'll just wake up and someone just buy me like a MacBook and like an iPhone and a camera and anything, like my life is just set and I'll just be working like that for the rest of my life. I mean, everyone dreams for that, like just see like $1 million in your account. But how valuable would it be? How happy would you feel when you actually get something like that, when you didn't actually struggle for it? It's one thing for someone to give money, it's one thing for you to work for the money and then see that money, and there's this profound joy within you, right? I mean, right now I'm broke. I mean, I can't see for maybe you have some phones and stuff, but right now I'm a broke boy, and that's fine. Like broke but motivated to actually strive. I have the skills, I have the passion, I have the talent, I have everything. I just don't have the money, and that's good, man. But I think I'm there. I think I'm getting there. I think I'm getting there. It's going to be a very nice story still, but I don't know. I just couldn't express the feeling or the thoughts. Like at once, I had to record something very, 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 very long. I just couldn't process it all at once, right? But I feel that the building something or creating something and then being fully immersed in it, like no caring about online WhatsApp status, Twitter stuff, man. Life is life, man. You go to Twitter, same shit, different day, bro. Just different news, different banter, different stuff. When you take a third sit on it, you kind of see that like life literally repeats itself, right? And everyone is just in that cycle of TikTok and Instagram, WhatsApp status, person did this, exams, classes, tests. You fail, you pass, whatever, this girl, that girl, like, we've all been there, right? But then when you actually focus on, like, it doesn't have to be one product, to be multiple things you're focusing on. But then when you're truly present in the moment, when you're truly present in the moment, and you don't care about what the world is doing, and then you just keep pushing up here every day, keep pushing up here every day, one commit every day, one podcast every day, one picture every day, one writing every day, one paper, one sentence every day. It adds up. It adds up. And it doesn't add up for everyone in the world. It adds up for you as a person. And you come back the next time, you see what you've done. And I think that's how to live life, honestly.